Health insurance now costs more than a mortgage. Thanks, Obamacare. By Americans for Limited Government, sponsored, on June 1, 2026. The following content is sponsored by Americans for Limited Government. Healthcare costs shouldn't eclipse the cost of owning a home. But for millions of Americans, that's exactly what's happening. The numbers don't lie. The average American family now pays over $2,200 a month for health insurance. Surprisingly, that's more than the average monthly mortgage payment of $2,000. Let that sink in. Keeping a roof over your head costs less than keeping your family covered. That is not a market failure. That is a system rigged by liberals and government bureaucrats designed to benefit corporate giants at the expense of everyday Americans. Premiums are soaring, and insurers are cashing in. It needs to stop. Americans are noticing. A recent poll found that a staggering 90% of Americans say health insurance companies have too much control and should be broken up, with 74% strongly agreeing. The overwhelming majority of Americans know there is a problem. They are screaming for justice. So how did we get here? Blame the liberal architects of Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, was sold as a lifeline for struggling families. Instead, it became the golden goose for big insurance. In 2024, a ridiculous 87% of insurer revenues from ACA premiums were taxpayer-funded. This was 10 percentage points higher than before COVID-era credits expanded the subsidy pipeline. Democrats are not helping Americans afford insurance. They are writing blank checks to the very industry that is gouging them. Among the 312 insurers participating in ACA marketplace plans, premiums for 2026 rose anywhere from 12 to 27% for most enrollees, with some insurers hiking rates as high as 59% in a single year. These are blatant extractions. Every year, patients are paying more while getting less, and taxpayers are footing the bill. On top of all that, repeated mass fraud from insurers has deepened the wound. The biggest players in the industry have been rigging the system for years. UnitedHealth, the $400 billion healthcare behemoth that covers more than 8 million Medicare Advantage enrollees, is at the center of a recent Senate investigation for aggressively gaming Medicare Advantage to inflate its reimbursements from the federal government, aka you, the taxpayer. The playbook is simple: find more diagnoses, inflate the severity of conditions, and bill the government accordingly. UnitedHealth is not alone. Cigna Group just had to pay $172 million to resolve False Claims Act allegations. Kaiser Permanente affiliates paid $556 million to settle similar charges. This is a systematic corporate exploit built on squeezing taxpayers and manipulating government programs. But the buck doesn't stop there. The worst part of this disaster is that the patients are paying the price. Paying for healthcare has now become the top financial worry for American families, eclipsing housing, groceries, and retirement. People are skipping prescriptions, delaying procedures, and choosing between medication and meals. Meanwhile, insurance executives and nonprofit hospital executives are raking in millions. Enough is enough. President Trump has shown he's willing to take a sledgehammer to broken systems that rip off American families by championing the task force to eliminate fraud. He's going after pharmacy benefit manager, PBMs, middlemen who jack up the price of medicine to line their own pockets. He's further cutting out the middleman and demanding price transparency with Trump Rx. Now it is time to finish the job. Crack down on price gouging and fraud from big insurers and nonprofit hospitals. Reform the programs that big insurers have weaponized against taxpayers. Patients deserve affordable, quality care, free from middleman meddling.